From New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays with John Chapman. A series of hour-length dramas selected from the outstanding successes of the New York stage. Now John Chapman, editor of the theatrical yearbook Best Plays and drama critic of the New York Daily News, is here to introduce John Forsythe in Missouri Legend. Mr. Chapman.
This evening's play, Missouri Legend, is about Jesse James. But he isn't calling himself by that name in these few remaining days of his life. He's posing as Tom Howard, a respected church-going man in a small town. Hence comes a folk song which Tom Glaser may be singing tonight about, quote, the dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard and laid poor Jesse in his grave, unquote. The author of Missouri Legend signed the script E.B. Ginty, and hardly anybody knew who Ginty was when the play appeared at the Empire Theater a few years ago. Broadway was surprised to discover that the author was Elizabeth B. Ginty, who for long years had been David Belasco's secretary. This evening, Jesse James will be played by John Forsythe. The first scene is Thomas Howard's respectable home in Missouri.
Jesse James was a lad that killed a many a man. He robbed the Glendale train. Oh, he took from the rich and he gave to the poor. He'd a hand and a heart and a brain.
This here song was made by me, Billy Gashade. It's a song about Jesse James, and Jess was a true rock friend. I met him on a trail in the Ozarks with a Valley Country posse, a baying and a ki-eyeing after him. I showed the trail, and I stood with him till it was the end. The newspapers down in the towns cried mighty mean on Jess, but they never seed him a split in the wind on a black night, with his coattails flying like a bat in the dark of the moon. Now, about this time I'm a-telling you of, Jesse was a-living in this here house in St. Joe, state of Missouri. Only nobody dast call him Jess James. He was called Mr. Howard. We was waiting for him there. Jess' brother Frank, Charlie Ford, and his young brother Bob, and me, Billy Gashade.
Now why don't you quit messing with that guitar?
You let Billy alone, Bob. He don't bother nobody.
He bother me. I'm tired of sitting. Where's Jess?
There ain't nobody here named Jess. You remember that.
Ain't nobody here at all. What's the difference if you call him by his right name?
My brother says his name is Mr. Howard. You call him that.
Why? He says the sheriff can't prove nothing on him.
They don't always wait to prove things around here.
Well, I guess he just got the loan of that last $20,000 in Nebraska when the cashier was saying his prayers.
Mr. Howard didn't do that job.
How do you know?
He's hard up. Mr. Howard is real hard up.
What does he do with all that gold?
He's got too many friends, too many palms to grease. You know what's the matter with us, my brother and me?
You know what, Frank?
Too many ministers in the family for its own good.
Frank, that's an awful thing to say. Mr. Howard wouldn't like that.
True. Ministers' relations are known. Folks go for them. Had an uncle shot in a saloon that way.
When's Mr. Howard getting back? I thought we had business.
Sit down, Bob. This is your first ride and rest easy.
He ought to be back.
I was riding towards your country, Billy.
So?
Yeah, visiting my mother in Excelsior Springs.
Ain't there a reward view up there?
Yeah, I kept off the main road.
He don't, Mr. Howard. Nobody knows him in St. Joe, either.
Yeah, my brother's lucky.
Where's he now? That's what I want to know. How do we know he isn't took?
Him? He's sitting safe in prayer meeting this very minute.
Right in the corner where you are. Right in the corner where you are.
All right, Billy.
Hey, you know, Frank, I thought you kind of reformed.
Did. I stayed out of the game for 2 years. I'm sick of it, Charlie. But my money got low. Here I am. How about you? You sorry you ever give up that Missouri corn patch?
Nope. Yanks got my father in the war. It was my business to get Yanks. I never regretted laying down my plow for the sword and joining Cantrell for the Confederacy. I never regretted what happened after the war when Cantrell took us all raiding. We had to eat. Great man, Cantrell.
God bless his memory, old raider. If the South had let him boss things, we'd all be respectable citizens now, instead of the backwash of lost battle.
Oh, I'm sick of this talk. Who wants a little game while we're waiting, huh? Euchre, maybe, huh? Frank, Billy?
My brother don't like card playing in his house, Bob. You know that.
Oh, we'll put him away before he gets back. Here, I'll shuffle.
You can put him away now, Bob Ford.
Why?
He's back now.
Huh?
Yeah, look out the window.
Sure, look at that. Billy, you got Cantrell ears for sure.
Good night, Brother Williams.
Wasn't it a fine meeting, Mr. Howard? Yeah. Oh.
Howdy, Miss Howard.
Evening, ma'am.
Evening.
Good evening.
Howdy, Charlie Ford.
Howdy.
See, you remember Charlie Ford.
How do you do, ma'am?
How are you?
Miss Howard's glad to see you, Charlie. One of my old friends. This is his young brother, Bob.
You're looking well, Mrs. Howard. Younger every time I come here.
There, Z.
Then I reckon worry's a tonic. I'll take a look at the children. Excuse me.
I seen the kids get to sleep, ma'am. I seen them drop off and I sang my poetry to them.
Thank you, Billy. Good night, gentlemen.
Night, Mrs. Howard, ma'am.
Well, boys, funny set of circumstances rose up tonight. It's a queer world, it sure is. There was a visiting minister at prayer meeting. And Frank, you remember the old fellow we took the gold watch off of in a mountain gap in the Ozarks?
I can't remember them all.
You remember this one. He was cheeky, couldn't scare him. And he wanted his watch back because he was a minister. And I remember I said to him, "You're a Philistine. John the Baptist didn't have no watch." Of course, I thought he was a Methodist when I took it.
But, Mr. Howard, it
well,
was...
Well, tonight, this minister says, all those who love the Lord step forward, and I did. And I recognized him.
The same one?
Yep. So I give him back his watch, because he was a good old Baptist. Anyway, I got a lot more upstairs. Anybody want a watch?
A minister? You didn't go and get religion and say you took the watch, did you?
He doesn't know he's got it yet. Slipped it into his pocket when he was a-praying.
Well, what do you know?
Frank, now why don't you go to church? It's terrible.
What's the use? Don't live up to my religion.
Church was made for sinners, Frank. Saints don't need it.
Amen.
I prayed for you tonight, Frank. Old Daddy would have prayed for you, too. Yep, he was a great preacher, Daddy. Wasn't a bigger man than he was for preaching hell and gnashing of teeth at a camp meeting. Frank, I tell you, if you don't go to church, the fires of Gehenna will get you sure as shooting.
All right, all right. We ain't here to talk religion. We're planning a train robbery.
Yep. Yeah, you're right, Frank. Hey, let's see. Need another man.
Why not give Bob a chance?
Yeah, you just give me a chance.
That kid, a man, I said.
I ain't no kid. I never rode out with you once. You never even let me carry a gun. Give me a chance.
Can't break in babes, Charlie.
I'd take it as a personal favor.
I can't look after him, and it'd be on my mind.
Well, how about Billy? He going?
He's scared stiff of shooting.
This job will take money in case we don't make out and got a split. You got some? I got no spare cash to throw away.
We broke ourselves, Charlie.
Keep your boots on, boys. I got money. $500.
Where'd you get it?
Borrowed it off a bank.
You what?
How did you?
Oh, sure. Just rode up to the bank, hitched my horse, and went in. I said to the president, "I want a loan of $500. And he asked for collateral. And I said, "Ain't got any. Just my word. But it's good. I never broke it." Fella says, "What's your name?" I said, "Jesse James."
"Oh, Jess, you didn't
The president know. Says, let him have it. He says, Mr. James.
Mister?
Yeah, he said, Mister, this bank feels very friendly to you, and I hope that you feel very friendly to this bank." Then I signed the paper, and they promised to keep the transaction secret.
Well,
You know, it was sort of nice to go into a bank like any other man. Quiet, not a hand up. I kind of enjoyed it.
Of course, you're going to pay that money back.
I am. If it's the last thing I do, I am. I gave my word. You'll get it just to prove that I'm an honest man. Now on this job we're up to, we won't kill the engineer, just tie him up. Miss Howard calling. I got her maid like high-toned folks, and she'd rather holler down. Now, fellas, we'll finish the planning later. Frank.
Yep.
Don't say anything to Z about the 500. If she got hold of it, we wouldn't ride. Not that she's grasping, but she thinks I'm safer home. You know, women. And boys.
Yeah.
Don't want none of you getting drunk or gambling tonight. Don't want any loose livers tied up with my name disgracing me. I can't have the James boy's name mixed up with whiskey and fast women. I want it kept clean. All right. Good night.
Oh, Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. A lady, she was brave. Oh, she feared when he went riding, the shooting and the hiding, it would lay poor Jesse in his grave.
What are you doing, Jeff?
I thought you was asleep.
No. What are you doing?
Oh, my old mammy's picture frame is kind of chipped. I was just a-looking at it.
Hanging a picture in so many homes is bad for it. It's traveled too much, like us. Jess, are you going away again? Are you?
Now, Z.
You are. I suspected it when your brother came in. There wasn't a decent person in that room except poor Billy Gashade. Billy don't belong with you.
Maybe you're right. And just for you, Z, I'm going to send him home.
Will you? How long you going to be away?
Oh, a week or two.
2 weeks to wonder, I reckon.
I wouldn't go if I didn't have to.
You don't have to. What are you up to this time? Not knowing if you'll ever come back alive.
Well, I do come back, don't I?
Till now you have. One day you won't, they'll get you.
Oh, now you ain't going to worry, are you?
No, I'm not. I never do. I do wish all the neighbors wouldn't keep asking me where you are.
Well, if your husband's a grain merchant, he can't be home all the time. I don't want to go away, Z, but, you know, lots of folks around here and in Kansas don't like us boys, and we want safety. So I got a ride of ways to make a living.
6 weeks. That's all it's been, of peace and quiet.
Now, looky here. I'm a-fixing to pile up enough to see us through so I can stay home, and this time gonna be big.
All I ask is to stay in one town. The children ought to have a chance. They had so many names.
I've done all I can for the children, ain't I? I'll keep the name of Howard clean, Z. I promise you.
Jess, why don't you try once more to get some kind of work?
Oh, now what's the use of beginning that again? Who'd hire me? I mean, if they knew me, and they pretty soon would. Oh.
You could try, Jess.
Didn't I try buying a farm in Louisiana? Didn't I get into so much trouble raising the money I had to get out of the state? I can't get work. Don't blame me.
I don't blame you. I blame your ma. I always hated that old woman.
Hush. That's a sin.
It's her fault. Sending a child, that's all you was, through the Yankee lines to spy for Cantrell.
That was my duty.
It wasn't your duty when the war was over to go raiding with Cantrell under the black flag. He was an outlaw then, nothing more. But your mother kept sending you out because he'd been for the South.
Now, I ain't going to fight the war all over again, Z. Now, don't forget, I was outlawed when the Pinkertons killed my brother and then they bombed my mother and put her in a dirty jail and tried to hang me to a tree just for Yankee politics. 16 years old and plowing when they came to string me up. That's law and order. I've been agin it ever since.
No use to talk.
Oh, Z, now listen to me. When I come back, what do you say you and me take a little trip to the city? An elegant hotel? I'll show you life in Abilene, Kansas. You can wear all your diamonds.
I don't want to. I don't want to wear anything not come by honestly.
I bought those diamonds for you, fair and square over a counter. They was come by honestly. Bought them just after the Muncie train robbery.
Oh, Jess. All I want is for you to come back safely. Oh,
sure. Now, Z, listen to me.
Jess, you don't know how much I love you. I wouldn't change you for any other man in the world.
Not for a fella that stayed home?
No.
That's the girl I caught it. Who got her? Who got Miss Zerelda Mims?
You did?
Eh? Other fellas after her?
Uh-huh.
All her folks agin me?
But I married you, didn't I?
You bet. And where did I ask you? On the Mule Power merry-go-round. Oh, come on now, Z. Come on, cheer up. We're going to have happy days, for sure.
It was on a Wednesday night, the moon was shining bright. They stopped the Glendale train, and the people they did say, for many miles away, it was robbed by Frank and Jesse James.
So now Jess was a-riding into the hill country, back into the Ozarks. He was a-gonna meet up with the rest of his boys later at the junction. We was riding together. Jess and me, Billy Gashade. And I was singing because it was my country.
Go away from my window. Go away from my door. Go away, away, away from my bedside. And bother me no more. And bother me.
I told you to quit following me. We're through. Are you listening?
Go away in the springtime. Come back in the fall. Bring us back,
Billy.
More money than the both of us can haul. Than the both of us.
Ah, now pull up. Ho, ho.
What's the matter, Jess?
You don't belong with me, Billy. You never will. Now, you better get.
I can't. I don't know what you'd do without me. Who'd give you all the news and watch the roads for you, huh? I can't get out and leave you.
You had a girl once, didn't you?
Once I did? Yeah, a long time ago.
And you lost her because you hung around me, didn't you?
I didn't care. Let her go.
She was decent, wasn't she?
I don't know. Didn't ask her.
Well, now, go find her, Billy. Ask her to cook your meals and bang some sense into your bones and keep you home.
Gosh, I couldn't sleep in my bed if I was wondering where you was, what road you took. I'd get up and leave her and...
Go on now. Settle down for family life or I'll knock you cold. Now get.
I can't believe it. But I can't go nohow.
Trouble with you is you ain't got no ambition. I never had no ambition till the first time I met my wife. I was 16 then, didn't have a shilling. She was just a kid. Oh, so pretty. She came walking into the grocery store in Kearney with a little kerosene can and a brindle pup. Knew right away I had a mount or something. Love. That gives a fella ambition. Now, you go get your girl back.
I don't want her back. Jess, when I met you sudden in a mountain turn and you says to me, "See any sheriff on this trail, bucko?" I says, "That's Jesse James. He's calling me Bucko." And I says to myself, "I know Jesse James. He's took me by the hand. He's trusted me. I'm your friend, Jess."
I should have left you back in that gap. Giddy up.
By, Jesse comes into a little clearing in the timber. There stands an old mountain hut. Ain't much more than a shack built around an old stone chimney. But there's a tail of smoke lifting up into the air. So Jesse opens the door and goes in alone.
Who be you? What you doing?
Howdy, ma'am.
What you want? Oh,
might to eat, ma'am. A hunk of pone, a cup of tea, maybe a mite of hot meat if you got it. Be a kind favor. Been riding a long way.
Get out. Go on before I take a stick to you. Vittles I got gonna last me forever. I'll chaw slow and alone.
Well, I'll pay. I'm liberal, ma'am.
What you doing around here?
Well, just on my way to catch a train.
I got nothing for you. I see you choke black before you set your teeth in my mite of pone, dip your tongue in my teeth.
Oh, no,
I'm
ma'am.
A widow woman, and I'm sick and tired of Ozark men a passing by and dropping in and spitting around.
Of course you are.
pleasant day, ain't it? Now don't be scared of me, ma'am. I don't aim to harm you. I never forgot that my mother was a woman.
You read a long way, have you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, come in. Sit.
Oh, that's kind, ma'am. See, I bet you're a Baptist.
I am, hard shelled.
Oh, shake, sister. I knew it. I'm a family man myself, ma'am.
Ah, what might your name be, mister?
Might be Jackson. What's yours? Respectfully asking.
A widow Weeks. I was born a Dadley. I'll be getting a vittle.
A Dadley? Any relation to old Weasel Dadley used to live up the trail?
He begat me.
Small-sized world.
Mm-hmm. And I wish them revenuers had shot him dead before he did instead of Arter. He were with Cantrell. How come you knew him?
Oh, he'd tell a speech of people.
I bet you. He hit every hellion in the country one time or another. Younger brothers, the James boys.
You don't say.
Oh, yeah, hit them in their rocks behind our cabin. And that Jesse James, when he was around, Pap had more money and were more drunker and beat up my mammy more. My mammy used to say she'd shake hands with the devil himself if he could tell her just where Jesse was at so that she could turn him in for the dark sorrow he caused her. And I says, amen to God. Here, mister. Phone hog meat.
It's getting dark out.
What's this? Another one?
Widow Weeks, this is Billy Gachet, Baptist in good standing.
Yes, ma'am, I sure am a Baptist. He converted me. I was plumb lost before that glad day. Here, let me tote that wood for you.
I hear to you. You're a mountain boy. You make sweet tunes, and we sing them.
Sure.
I'll set another plate. Go on.
Oh, that pork sure smells mighty grateful.
We're going to be late.
Got plenty of time. Let's see. Ain't but 6 o'clock.
Oh, what a pretty hour piece. A gold watch. Must have cost a lot of money.
Well, I don't know. I got it off a leading citizen.
He sure must have thought a lot of you.
Yeah, if he didn't then, he's thought a lot about me since.
Oh, you must excuse me for being rough when you come in, but a lone widow.
You must have had a good man, ma'am, you mourning him so.
He were the meanest, fist-fightinest man in the Ozarks. My pappy traded me to him in marriage for a mule when I was 14. And from the wedding day, he just oozed cussedness.
How long was you married to him?
9 years.
How many youngins you got?
9. Only 2 of them living. That ain't all. Before he died, he took and put this land and cabin on a piece of paper just to spite me. That's the sorrow that I'm a-facing today.
You mean he raised money on this place?
Yep. Now I can't pay back the money what he got and... Oh, I'll get your tea.
Billy, I ought to help her, but I can't. Now, don't let her get a cent out of me, you hear?
Sure.
There you are.
Oh, now, what's the matter, ma'am?
Fella coming today to put me out. Me, without any place to move to. I got to get out or they'll have the law on me.
That's terrible.
Yeah, they took my young'uns away, his folks. Ain't no schools where they are.
Oh, that's hard.
Ain't no
man.
Baptist church or nothing that away.
Terrible.
His folks, Methodist.
Well, gotta get them young'uns back.
Watch it now.
Now hush, Billy.
Well, look at that fire. Drat that wet mountain wood. I'll get more brush kindled.
Let me get, ma'am.
You eat. I know where it is.
Jess? Remember that girl I used to know once?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the widow reminds me on her. Queer, ain't it?
Reminds me of something, too. Once they'd have got me, but for her pappy. Billy, if you get, you gotta give. It's a mountain law, and it's a good one. I found that out more than once. Yep. That's my rule. All those Ozarks have been friendly to me. I can thank them that I'm standing here right now, middle life.
You ain't middle life yet.
No, but I'm a-going on, too, and I'm human.
No, you ain't.
What do you mean by that?
Nothing. Appraising you, I was.
Well, got to think on it. Now, Billy, you remember now. Don't you let me give away a cent.
Hi, said the little leather-winged bat. I I'll tell you the reason that I fly in the night. It's because I lost my heart's delight. I said the little morning dove, I'll tell you how I regained my love. Could a night and could a day, never give a time to say nay, nay. Tow-day, ow-dee, dill-do-dum. Tow-day, ow-dee, dill-do-day. Tow-dee, ow-dee, dill-do-dum. Tow-la-la-dee, dill-do-day.
I heard that good mountain tune since my ma was shook. Billy, your sweet singing like to drive my sorrow off.
Sure.
I like to forget that the man's on the trail now to drive me off.
Ma'am, how much do you owe?
Remember you said...
How much do you owe, ma'am?
$200.10 interest, like all the money in the world.
That's an awful lot.
Billy, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
But you said...
Quiet. Ma'am, now take this here paper and write down what I say. Paid in full by the Widow Weeks... $200.10 interest. Go on, write.
I can't write, mister.
All right, I'll write it out for you. You make that fella that's coming sign this before you pay.
Pay what?
You got any neighbors?
Old man Gowdy down trail.
How many in his family?
8 on them.
All right, you call them all in for witnesses. Can't be too careful in business. What's the day of the month, Billy?
Danged if I know.
I lost track. I know the year.
Yeah, you can hold up the buckaroo that's coming for the date and make him write it down. Can you count money?
I can count shillings.
Well, now, listen. You keep this piece of paper until the day you die, ma'am.
What's it for?
It's a recipe.
A recipe? Well, I ain't got nothing to cook with.
Don't eat it. Just keep it. It says that you paid what you owe. I'm a-paying your debt.
You a-paying? But...
Sure.
But how can I give it back?
You can't. Now, remember... Make him sign before you give the money.
Oh, saints and Lord above us, and all the heavens above us, and everything above us. Oh, I'm plumb tuckered. Praise be. Praise be. Have some more tea. Have the last of my pork. God above me, what can I do
take
for
it easy, ma'am. Take it easy.
If you ever come to St. Joe, you can ask for me at the Fair Play Grocery, and I'll show you the sights.
Brother Gachet's a bachelor, ma'am. He's a looking around.
Oh, I ain't no such, but I'd be pleased to see you, ma'am.
Oh, God bless you and keep you, mister.
God bless you, sister, and give you every wish you want. Even to shake the hand of the fellow who can tell you where Jesse James is at.
The Lord prosper you in all your ways for what you done for me.
Ma'am, it's a pleasure. It's a comfort to a man at the end of a long day to know he's done a good deed. Well, come on, Billy, let's ride. Billy, keep them horses quiet.
What we lingering for, Jess? Trail's rough from here.
Billy, we ain't going to hurry. The Lord is with me. I'm going to rest right here at the bend of the trail. Remember, he that lendeth to the poor giveth to the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I hope old Weasel Dadler looked down on his sacrifice, cousin. Because that was my last cent.
I tried, Jess. Hold.
You! Hold still.
Who's that? Come out and share it.
You been up the trail to Widow Weeks?
What's that to you?
You like that hat, Buck?
Sure, mister. I've been up to Widow Weeks.
Then reach, Bucko. You and me got business.
In a moment, Act Two of Missouri Legend, starring John Forsythe.
Now, Act Two of the Best Plays production of Missouri Legend, starring John Forsythe.
Jesse James was a man, a friend to the poor. He never would see a man suffer pain. And with his brother Frank, he went to the Glendale Bank. He'd a hand and a heart and a brain.
Now this here bank downtown was two-bit small potato bank. And the president was this feller, Hosea Hickey. He could squeeze a shilling so tight it would squash out like it was made of cold lard. He sat back in his office for
a roll-top desk stuffed with mean mortgages on widow women and orphans' farms. Nobody liked him, least of all his appointed deputy, Sam Short.
You got to believe me, Mr. Hickey.
All I can say is the bank won't take the loss, Sam.
All right. Find somebody else to go into the mountains to foreclose on widows, Mr. Hickey, if you can. Last in the shot.
That's part of your job, Sam.
What, getting shot?
I had that Widow Week's place as good as sold. Had the papers out. Bank would have made all of $20. Instead, the bank's out $220.
You expecting me to pay for a holdup?
Now, Sam, how do you figure the widow got that money?
All I know is what she said. She got it off the passing Baptist.
All the years I've been president of this bank, I've never seen a Baptist pay that much money for passing a widow.
Seems like that their holdup man knowed what I had on me. Never had to take my boots off before.
Didn't catch a glimpse of him at all, huh?
No, he's in the dark.
What's his voice sound like?
Friendly, I'd say.
You must have been drinking moonshine.
Another thing, who put the wood up to making me sign that recipe? Must have been that feller that went through me.
You shouldn't have signed.
I should have, with a neighbor's gun drawn on me.
Any witness to the signing?
Yep.
Tarnation!
She's a-coming in today for the satisfaction piece. She can get a ride to town.
Sam, I'm not so sure you were held up. Not sure you wasn't drinking, playing casino.
All right. I've been working for you at the risk of my hide ever since you come from Tennessee, but if my word's doubted, I'm out. And I got some more bad news. Yesterday's collection money is on me, and that's gone.
What? Over $500?
Yeah.
You don't mean it, he...
Yeah, he got that, too.
Gee, hush.
Yes, sir. Perhaps you don't know what's going on around here. Train is held up last night.
Yes, I know about the train. Yeah, railroad smart. They sent the gold shipment by a slow cattle train last week. Robbers didn't get a pick of you. Who's there?
Widow Week.
I'll handle her, Sam. Scare him. That's the way. Come in.
I come here to get my satisfaction paper.
Yes, yes, certainly, ma'am. Now, Sam here says he received a sum of money from you yesterday.
He sure did.
Unfortunately, on the way back, he was held up and he lost it.
You are? I thought the mountains were safe now.
It's been suggested to me that the gentleman who gave you this money might have taken it back.
No, sir. He weren't that kind. He were a good living Baptist.
I see. If he did, of course, the transaction's void.
Is what?
Void.
What's that mean?
It means you haven't paid a cent.
You mean... Sam Short, you mean to say I didn't give you no money?
Well, I... We'll have to investigate. Now, if you'll let me see that paper that Sam signed...
Stranger who give me that money says to hold on to that recipe again the day I died. Says he don't trust banks. I reckon he were right.
Now, madam...
You give me what I came down here for. I don't want no more truck with you.
Madam...
I ain't holding to stay here. Give me what I come for and let me out.
You give me that receipt.
It's signed. I'm a-keeping it.
Get it off her, Sam. You got the right.
I ain't so sure. Depends on where she's got it.
Yeah, no use getting hogwild with me, mister.
Now, listen,
better man than you have tried it and suffered. I ain't lived alone and helpless for nothing. And a man aiming to search through me for a recipe better not try it in any bank.
Now, Sam, this woman is threatening me. We'll take this matter to court. They'll make you give up that document. Go and get the sheriff, Sam.
Yeah.
Sheriff? All right. Get him. Before I'd make trouble for a man what helped me, I'd go to jail and back. You got my money. Trying to get my place, too.
I'm just trying to save you, ma'am, from court justice. You just give me that.
Get away
give
from me.
Give it to me.
You let me go. Let go of me now. You hear me?
Damn
you let
it,
go of me.
Charlie, keep a friendly eye on the people out there.
Yep, yep.
Now let's talk business. Howdy, Mr. Hickey. How you been since I saw you last?
Well, I...
My loan is due today, ain't it? Just brought a few friends with me today so there wouldn't be any misunderstanding. Just chuck that pistol out of your drawer now. Slow.
Yeah.
Now drop it in a sociable way. Now holler out and tell the cashier I'm here on business. Go ahead.
George, Jesse James is here on business.
Jesse James?
Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me for addressing a lady and a perfect stranger.
Huh?
You here on business, too?
I'm here for a claim on my property, and he won't give it to me. Now he says I didn't pay a cent. He says I got to go to jail with the sheriff and have my recipe took off.
No.
All right, Mr. Hickey, give her a satisfaction piece. You can charge it to me.
Oh, charge it to you. Yes, yes, of course.
We're here to protect widows, ain't we? So make it legal this time. Unless you'd like me to drop round again.
Why, no, that won't be necessary. Here. Now, I've got it right here.
Here you are, ma'am.
Thank you. It sure is a streak of luck I met you.
I don't care who you are.
God bless you, mister.
Now, Mr. Hickey, I come to pay you my debt. $500 is the interest and $220 for the lady.
Why, thank you, sir.
Count it.
I'll take your word for it.
Now, my note, if you please. Deal closed?
Closed.
We're square.
Square.
You know, Mr. Hickey, folks don't understand me. I ain't no cold-blooded fella. I ain't a saint, though. See, I always wanted to trade with one bank where I was welcome. Welcome like any other man to come and to go. I appreciate the favor. Shake.
Mr. James?
Just call me Jess.
I was never so surprised in all my life.
Jess?
Why, then? Why, I hadn't the faintest idea you'd ever pay that note. You don't trust me? You thought it was a holdup?
Well, I suppose you must have seen what the newspaper said
newspaper.
About it.
I thought I signed my name to a secret transaction. I was a private citizen when I rode in here. I only asked for a loan.
Oh, I understand.
You don't understand nothing. Look, I'm at the top of my business just like you are at yours. I take it as a personal insult to all the boys across the country heard of our deal. I think I'm losing my grip. Can't let people think I'd stoop to hold up a bank for $500 and never touch the safe. Man's got his pride, you know.
But you see, I
set me a deadline not to work here in Missouri. I kind of gave the governor my word of honor to let Missouri places alone. But my honor has been slighted. Now then, Mr. Hickey, you know your business, but you don't know mine. I'm going to show you the difference between a borrowing and a holdup. Raise up your hand.
Oh,
hoist!
No, Charlie, please, sir.
Lock that front door. We're going to work.
Woo!
Boys, I'm going to tap that safe myself, personally. And I'm going to take every copper cent out of this bank because my word has been questioned. I'm going to show folks that when they give their word to me, they got to keep it. They keep mine. And I'm going to vindicate my honor aplenty. All right, Mr. Hickey, there's the safe. Now open her up.
Now things was going mighty sorrowful for Jess. That train didn't have so much as a mite of gold, and folks was biling kind of that bank robbed so close to home. The boys split up after the bank, and all of them made it back to St. Joe, except Jess.
Now listen to this. Infamous desperado pursued by heroic citizens after bold bank robbery. Believed trapped in Missouri woods.
Oh, they can't take Jess. Can't.
Reward for Jesse growing. Gee, look at that reward.
Shut up. Give me that paper.
What's the matter, you?
Quit reading.
I can't make it out. He must know he couldn't go back to that bank. Not twice.
Why wouldn't he let me go? Wouldn't let me in on nothing. Said I was a kid.
Go on out the kitchen, go on.
Always a jumping me.
Borrowing money from a bank. I never heard such crazy ideas.
I'm dead for sleep. I'm a-riding tonight.
Lucky we wasn't all took.
You hear?
And now what?
Boy out there says he's took.
What'd he say?
Must have got Jess. Says newspaper said so.
No. They never took Jess alive. Never. He was born in Clay County and he'll die. That he said so.
Well, you mean he's gone? And us all with Cantrell together?
Looks like the end, boys. Well, I'm riding tonight.
I could go with you, Frank.
No, want none with me.
Poor Frank.
We're lucky, Charlie. We're out of this mess.
You never been in no mess. You just took all the money Jess gave your brother Charlie and gambled it away.
Well?
No use wasting time here no longer.
Gosh, they got Jess.
Sure, they got him. He wa'n't no smarter than the rest of them. Only one paper had a good word for him. With all that money on his head, one of the boys would sure have turned him in anyway.
Oh,
by jingo, all that reward, dead or alive. Lucky man that got him.
You want... Hey! Well, I'll slap
now,
you
cut
down.
It out. Cut it out. You want to rouse him?
Get off!
You hear that? Upstairs. Ain't nobody home. Miss Howard gone to the young'uns.
Must be Pinkertons. State's full of them. They upstairs. Charlie, let's get out.
Billy, open that hall door.
Charlie, you a fool. Let's get out.
Shh. Something's coming.
What's all the row? Can a man sleep in his own house?
Yes, yes. We thought you was took.
Took? Well, what was that row about?
Oh, a little fight. Want nothing?
You woke me out of a sound sleep.
Oh, it was nothing, Jess.
Bob here said someone to turn you in for the reward, Jess.
Yeah, he didn't mean it.
No, I didn't mean nothing.
No, the kid's young, Jess. He's just tall.
Sure, he's just young.
Here comes Frank up the walk. Won't he be surprised?
Howdy, Frank.
Howdy.
How's things?
All right.
You pulling out, Frank?
Tonight.
Nice night.
Yep. Or.
Yeah. No moon.
Bad riding.
There's a new proclamation against it, Jess. Yeah. 10,000 reward. Two railroads made it up.
Get out of the state, Jess.
Quick.
I live here. Missouri's my home. I'm a native son. It ain't no disgrace for a man to love his own state, is it?
Not when his own state loves him. Yours don't.
Well, I reckon we'll go home.
No, you won't. You stay right here. I'm a-keeping you, young fella. You and Charlie. It's a rule, boys. We stick together, understand?
Well, sure, Jess. We'll stay.
Sure, we'll... We'll stay.
Good. Now all together, till end.
Yes?
Yeah? Where is it, Frank?
Your wife. She's here.
Z.
I just came back to pack my clothes, Jess.
I'm glad you're here, Z. You got to talk sense to Jess.
I had enough talk.
You had any supper?
That last bank was too much for everybody.
Oh, that was a 9 days wonder.
There have been too many 9 days wonders. Years of them. I can't stand any more. I won't. I promise.
No, ma'am.
Before we were married, the Pinkertons were after them, and it's been that way ever since. Besides, I got children to think of now, Frank.
Sure.
Who don't know their own name. Though it was in every newspaper on the train yesterday. Now he won't even let them keep the name that isn't theirs.
Now, Z, you're being hard.
Kansas, Iowa, Tennessee, Nebraska, Texas, Kentucky. I stood this in them all. But for him to come right back into Missouri again and start up... I came home to pack. Jess, you can sleep down here. I'm going back tomorrow. Early train.
Z.
Mean you're going to walk out of here? Going to break up your home, your family? I won't believe that of you, Z.
This isn't a home. I never drew a free breath in this house.
But Z, you've always stood by, Jess. Give him another chance.
Sure, you'll give me another chance, won't you, Z?
Sure do.
All right, Frank, I will. Get down on your knees, Jess, and promise before God that you won't ride out anymore.
If the Lord will make allowances for me, I promise to remember him in word and deed. I'll give testimony in meetings. Donate more liberally to the heathen.
You're bargaining with the Lord.
No, I ain't. Just asking to be forgiven if I should make a promise and then Times got hard and I should take one more chance at something good. Just so I wouldn't lose faith in myself.
Listen to him, Frank, you see.
Who's that?
I know. Boys are back in the stable.
It's for me. Trunk from the express. I borrowed it to pack. Did you bring a trunk? Who are you? What do you want?
I want to come in, ma'am.
Yes, but
I'm looking for your husband.
Who are you?
Police Commissioner Gregg, ma'am. I want to see you.
Oh, you're Mr. Howard.
Yeah. I'm Police Commissioner Gregg, Kansas City. You're the fellow I'm after.
Oh, reckon I scared your wife.
Well, Commissioner, what is it?
I've been making a few inquiries around here.
Yeah?
Finding out about people in this neighborhood.
Huh?
All about them. And finally, I asked the minister nearby for the best citizens in his congregation, and your name headed the list.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Oh, take a seat. Sit down.
Thank you. You see, Mr. Howard, we're getting up a posse to patrol the roads from Kansas City through Missouri, and I deputize you.
What for?
To help round up the surviving members of the James Boys outfit. They're around here, we know. Although, strangely, some people sympathize with them. We have to be very careful. That's why we picked you.
Uh-huh.
Now then, the reward is bound to tempt someone to turn them in. You'll want to get out of the state, and we're going to close every road on them. The watchword is, bring in Jesse.
You can depend on me. Oh, just one thing. My business, grain business, you know, that makes me travel a lot. So, while you close the roads to Jesse, can't you give me a kind of a pass so I can get through for my work?
A pass? Certainly. I'll make it up and leave it for you at the Patee House tonight. Their meeting's at 9:30 in the morning at the courthouse. We'll have a dandy posse.
I bet. Yep. That's the place for me, Commissioner, right in the middle of your posse.
Well, good night, Mr. Howard. Good night, ma'am. See you in the morning, Mr. Howard. We'll get that scoundrel yet.
Jess, can I get out just a while? I get so edgy cooped up, I couldn't sleep last night.
I'll be leaving soon.
But, Jess...
That's all, Bob.
Well, now, Jess, Bob's all right. He just thinks you don't trust him. He's a good boy, Jess. I ought to know he's my brother.
I could go out, Jess, get the news.
Yeah, I need some tobacco, Jess.
Well, all right.
Oh, I'll be careful. Folks always tell me things, being Charlie's brother. Jim Timberlake of Clay County, he says
you
to me...
You ought to keep away from Sheriff, kid.
Oh, I didn't tell him nothing.
You can go down to the Patee House for me, Bob. Pick up a pass from Commissioner Gregg for T.J. Howard. Wait a minute, wait. I better send Billy. This is important.
Oh, Jess, let me go. Oh,
send the kid, Jess. He'd like to go.
Well, all right. But come straight back now. Don't talk.
It's all right, Jess. You can bank on him.
I'm ready to go now, Jess. The hack is outside. I left all my diamonds upstairs.
I don't want them. You got any money?
All I need.
I'll send you some.
I don't want it.
Well, how are you going to live?
Work, I reckon.
I'll send you some money regular.
If you do, I'll send it back. I can't take money from a man I don't live with and don't respect, can I?
A lot of folks are living together that don't respect each other, and they get on fine.
It's not my fault. You can't blame me.
Oh, I don't, Z. You're right.
8 years. 8 years it ends like this. I owe the milkman 17 cents.
I'll leave it.
I never thought that day when you asked me to marry you on the mule power merry-go-round in Kearney. Poor children.
Now, don't forget, Z, I was alone down here last night like a dog. Now, it seems like I don't deserve the children. Seems like I ain't a human man. Seems my children got to forget me now.
They will. I'll teach them to. I ought to have left this house long ago.
Oh, I didn't, you? I didn't hold you back.
I didn't because I was a fool. I left your letters upstairs, too, all of them signed yours till and through death. Jesse W. James.
Your hack's waiting outside, man.
Tell him to go away, Billy.
Sure.
Come on, Ozzy, come on. You go on upstairs and get your bonnet off, and I'll bring you a cup of tea.
Jim?
Oh, there now, Z. Don't you cry.
I don't know how I ever thought I could do it. I'll never leave you, Jess. Never. I got a lot of work to do over here. Just look at your mom's pictures. They're covered in dust. Jeff.
Charlie.
Yeah, where's my tobacco?
I seen him. That posse down by the courthouse. I never seen so many horses and guns. Fellas with ropes are shouting, "We'll get them this time," and string them up and leave them a dangling.
Ain't you never seen a posse before? You scared?
I got the pass for Jess, Mr. T.J. Howard. Now listen, Charlie. $10,000 reward on him, and here's the pass to get him out. Listen, he ain't taking us with him.
Cool down.
I won't go. He ain't got no chance with $10,000 reward on him. We'll be killed.
Shut up, Sharpie. Well, everything all right, Jess?
Just fine. Miss Howard decided to look after us a little while longer. Now, we'll just sit here and let things blow over. Anytime we want to, we can just ride our way through them. Did you get my pass, Bob?
No.
Bob?
It wasn't there.
Did you ask?
Yeah. It wasn't there.
That's queer.
You better go ask again, Bob. You better try and come back with that pass.
It wasn't there. I asked.
Maybe the fellow forgot to leave it. No. He'd keep his word. It's there. I know it. Maybe I better send Billy.
Jess, no, don't. I'd get out if I was you before they closed the roads. Clean out of them.
Good, huh? What makes you so nervous all of a sudden, Charlie?
I just got to thinking things over now.
Well, you thought them over pretty sudden, didn't you?
It's hot here. Let's sit out on the porch.
Well, let's sit right where we are. Now, Charlie, are you with me?
Why, Jess, I'd give you my horse and my gun. I can't say more than that.
No, but blood's thicker than water, I reckon. The boy's lying, and you're standing by him.
I ain't lying.
All right. Both you Ford boys are sticking with me. Gotta be careful. People have been turned in afore. You wouldn't, Charlie. You seen me draw smoking. Look at that boy. Look at that Bob. Very thoughts got him pale. By the way, how are you boys fixed for money?
Oh, got plenty. I don't want no money, Jess. Neither does Bob. Here you, Bob.
Speak up.
No, I don't want no money.
You're scared, aren't you, boy? You seen the posse and you're scared. You didn't even go for the pass.
No, I didn't.
Charlie, maybe I ain't done right by this boy. Maybe I ought to given him a chance. He needs training, a little experience, that's all. He's just kind of jolted up being young. All right. Let's forget it, boys. Sit down, Charlie. Take off your coat. I'll shed mine. Toting these pistols kind of hot, too. Put them on the table. First time I parted with my pistols in years. Even hang them on the edge of the tub when I'm taking my bath. Ain't a nervous man. Just careful.
Jess, you just doing that to show me you trust me and Bob.
Shucks, of course I do. You bet.
Yeah. Here's my gun. We're even.
You're all right, Charlie. All right, boys, let's saddle up and get out of here. Take a last look around the room before... Oh, will you look at that picture of my ma? Dust. Hold this chair for me, Charlie. I'll dust ma.
Sure, yeah.
Old rebel. The Widow James, that's who she was then. Sure tried to raise us boys right. All that we are, we owe to her.
We sure do, Bob. You know that.
Yeah.
That makes us more than friends, don't it? Almost brothers.
Well, I'll go out and saddle up for you.
We'll go out together.
Oh, think you ought to show outside, Jess?
Why not? Nobody knows me. Ain't nobody can get me. Not alive, they can. But my horse's legs are my legs. My hands, those two fellas on the table and them holsters. Long as they keep their faces clean with grease and their bellies filled with lead, they'll stick by me. I don't have to be afeard of no one. Give me that handkerchief, Charlie.
Yeah.
See? Dusty, ain't you? Don't you worry, Ma. I'm just Mr. Howard around this section. Quiet fella who don't bother no one. Mr. Howard, first citizen on the minister's list. Yes, Mr. T.J.
Oh. Bob, you shot him. With his own gun. With his own gun.
Come on. Come on, I'm going out to say I did it.
I did it. I'll tell everyone. I'm going out and tell everyone that the Ford boys got Jesse James.
Jess, what was that? Jess?
Jesse James was a lad that killed many a man. He robbed the Glendale train. But that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Poor Jesse had a wife to mourn for his life. Three children, they were brave. But that dirty little coward that shot Mr. Howard has laid poor Jesse in his grave. Now this song was made by Billy Gashade as soon as the news did arrive. He said there was no man with a law in his hand who could take Jesse James when alive.
I've just heard the Best Plays production of Missouri Legend by Elizabeth B. Ginty, starring John Forsythe. Now here is your host, drama critic John Chapman, with a closing word.
So that was the way Jesse James met his end. I like this play, and I hope you've enjoyed the performance of John Forsythe and an excellent Best Plays company. Next week, we're going to turn to something deliciously evil, a play about a mad tea party and a corpse in a trunk. It's Patrick Hamilton's mystery melodrama, Rope. In it, we shall have two very clever actors, Herd Hatfield and Victor Jory, playing two very clever fellows. One of them is a bad one, and the other one is good. Why not join us next week and discover which is which? This is Chapman saying goodbye until then.
Missouri Legend by Elizabeth B. Ginty was adapted for radio by Ernest Canoy and was in part transcribed. Music was by Tom Glazer. And heard in the cast were John Forsythe as Jesse James, with Virginia Payne, Ken Williams, Carl Weber, Bryna Rayburn, Wendell Holmes, Scott Tennyson, Ed Jerome, Lawson Zerbe, and Billy Redfield. Best Plays is an NBC production, supervised by William Welch and directed by Edward King. Your announcer is Robert Depp.
Save money on car operation by learning how to drive smoothly, says the American Automobile Association. Jackrabbit starting burns more gas than a smooth takeoff, and driving at excessive speeds uses much more gas per mile than driving at a moderate rate. The best drivers know how to keep car operating costs down by driving smoothly and at moderate speeds. Tonight, hear the special H-bomb program on NBC.